September the 11th, 16 years past that date. Being greeted in Florida by Hurricane Irma, who is still churning, its way up the coast. Irma and Harvey, we're going to give you some perspective on these storms and bring it kind of into focus and stop the fear-mongering, I suppose. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's popularity is increasing. Yeah, he's popping up because of his handling of these matters and his handling of matters like tax reform. We'll talk about that as U.S. investor optimism hits a 17-year high. So get out some money, throw it on the floor, roll around in it, make sure you're dressed, get some coffee, and let's do this. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. It is September the 11th. And for most of us, that means you know exactly where you were 16 years ago. Can you believe it's been 16 years? Since you looked up in horror and shock and went, they did what? What's happening? And you wonder what was going on. I was picking my mother up from the dentist, actually. Or taking her to the dentist, returning from a dentist appointment with my mother. Because she'd had some work done and couldn't drive. And on this day, I'll always be in that car, I suppose, for a few minutes. I'll always be back in that car for a few minutes on September the 11th. No question. Meanwhile, in Florida today, Irma still churning along. 3 million Floridians or more in the dark today as that storm lashed the state, inundating it with water and wind in some places, but not to the extent, I don't think, that many were led to believe. I mean, it's clear we all need to panic immediately, right? At least that was the takeaway from every single bit of news coverage I saw over the past couple of days, except for one guy. I'll get to him in a moment. But as you've already gathered, I was watching a whole lot of coverage, news coverage over the weekend of different networks of Hurricane Irma and the impending end of the universe. Well, that is the clear impression given by countless breathless reporters. It was all coming to an end. Run outside, watch the sky fall. The adjective train doesn't carry much of a load these days because the terms I heard over and over again were things like unprecedented. How many times did you hear the word unprecedented over the weekend? Unlike anything we've ever seen before, as a substitute. There's never been anything like this before, and so on and so forth. Now, those are pretty hefty claims about something that we would actually have little evidence to back up. I mean, how would we know this is the worst ever? Then when I thought the coverage couldn't get any more shrill, it did. Shepard Smith of Fox News Channel proclaimed that Hurricane Irma, and he probably wasn't alone, he just happened to be the one that I saw doing it. He probably wasn't alone, I just happened to see him do it. Shepard Smith proclaimed that Hurricane Irma was the biggest storm in the history of the planet. In the history of the planet. Yeah, and I'm like, wow, the biggest in all history? Now, that is one gigantic claim and totally reckless. So I sent Shep a tweet pointing out that the startling comment and wondered if he had exaggerated much. A few minutes later, Shep was continuing on with his commentary when he singled me out. Your humble reporter here was singled out live on Fox News. He repeated his wild claim that Irma was the biggest storm in history of the planet. But then added a little bit of a disclaimer. I think we've got sound of that. Alex, go with that.
Out in front of their houses is a pile of junk. I'm hoping that doesn't happen here. I'm I'm hoping this one moves on quickly and doesn't kill anybody, Shepard.
Man, I hope so too, Steve. I was mentioning earlier, 185 miles an hour winds for 37 hours. That is the strongest and longest lasting storm in the history of the planet. There had, to be more specific, there has never been a storm to maintain 185 miles an hour maximum sustained winds for 35 miles for 35 hours in the history of meteorology on this planet. So no, Steve Gruber didn't exaggerate much. That's a fact.
Yeah, you
and
did.
We're very thankful all right, so that this storm has gotten
We'll come
down.
Back to that. Yeah, so Shep Smith called me. I thought that was cute. I got a big kick out of that. He called me out live on television on Fox News. He repeated his wild claim that Irma was the biggest storm in the history of the planet, but then added, as you just heard, there has never been a bigger storm in the history of meteorology on this planet. Well, that's a big difference, Shep, because meteorology is a, well, it's a totally different thing here. Let's take a closer look at the facts. The weather, the first weather satellite wasn't put into orbit until 1960, and it was by itself. At about the same time, weather radar was being introduced and improved. So in the interest of being accurate, we have only had modern weather measuring equipment capable of reaching all corners of the Earth for about 50 years. We didn't have Hurricane Hunter airplanes dropping into the eyes of these giant storms until 1963. And not until 2013 were the planes sophisticated enough to carry radar, Doppler radar in real time. I have no idea how powerful hurricanes were that plowed into America 100 years ago. Nobody does, not before they made landfall. I know because I've read on the subject extensively, and the data put forth is from limited observations and estimates put together by modern scientists. To put it simply, these are just guesses. This has no effect, however, on the constant flow of tweets, Facebook posts, and breaking news headlines roaring from every device in our possession. The barrage of doom and gloom is hard to ignore, and for many triggers, well, a sense of panic. The more it is drummed, the more our heartbeats pick up the pace. It doesn't take long for all of these things to work in unison and work the whole country into a collective lather. It comes like machine gun blasts while we hunker down in our electronic bunkers, getting bits and pieces from the crumbling world around us, they'd tell us. I mean, in this case, how many times can you hear Irma's pounding Florida relentlessly and is the most powerful hurricane ever before you feel a sense of despair and doom? It's only natural to feel that way. I mean, most of us have empathy for our fellow travelers and worry about their well-being in a time of crisis. I know I do. I also know from experience that the coverage is usually ratcheted up as reporters and anchors are selling it to you. And yes, make no mistake, they're selling it. Now, I think Shepard Smith is one of the people that's very good at breaking news. And don't send me a note about Shepard Smith and how much you dislike him. I don't care. In breaking news situations, he's very, very good at what he does. It's when he brings politics into his commentary that he's not particularly good. But I think he strayed clearly out of line on this, as did many reporters, as they ratcheted up and the hype and the sensationalism and the exaggerations were too much for me. One guy stood out, though. Steve Harrigan of Fox News stood in there getting battered by these rains and the wind and said, you know, I don't think it's as bad as they tell me it's going to be. I've been in a lot of hurricanes. And he goes, I'm just not seeing it. Well, that seems to be the response of some people today. We'll find out more when the sun comes up. Good fun start to the Monday, eh? 14 after, you're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.